this earlier, but I just want to restate it. Most of the attention during Parshas Vayetze for Tefillah legitimately surrounds Yaakov's Tefillah. Vayetze Yaakov v'yashava, v'yelcharana, v'yifka b'makom, v'yalan sham kivu ha-shemesh. Efshesh elech ha-makom ha-halcho ha-vosai, he passes by something that has to do with Yerushalayim. It's not really clear where he is. He's in Haran, he's in Beit El, but Yerushalayim comes to him, Rashi says. Look at the Ramban, if you want, a very famous Machlok Zorachi Ramban. Ramban rejects Rashi, where he was standing, Al Torah. But it's also a parsha of tefillos of women. And naming children based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accepting their tefillos, feeling validation, feeling the complex emotions that we feel in life. I'll just mention something that has a little bit to do with tefillah, but not as much as what Naftali's name. Who was Naftali's brother? Naftali and Dan and Naftali. Who was their mother?
Bila.
Bila. Very good. Bila was their mother. And of course, when Bila gives birth, Rachel is processing it because she doesn't have children. So this is the closest she comes to having children. Her assistant, her maiden, her servant. So when Dan is born, she says, Danani Elokim. Anyone know the Rashi? Anyone get up to Rashi yet? Danani Elokim. Rashi says, she felt judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she said at the birth, at the bris, Danani V'chivani, Danani V'zikani. Hashem judged me and found me guilty. Hashem judged me and found me innocent and gave me a child. So first of all, she's conscious of the fact she's being judged. How often do you connect the dots in your life? Is Hashem judging me? So we probably feel that way once a year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But are we able to see ourselves as standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being judged and receiving? Again, we don't live in a world of nevuah. Unfortunately, we don't live in a world of direct consequences where you walk out and you commit a chait and the heavens erupt with sulfur. It's not that world. It's a much more confusing, indirect world. But as you grow up, there has to be some religious compass applied to what's happening to you in life. We talked about this last week when Rivka feels the children in her belly. She runs to the base matters, not to the gynecologist, and says, what does this mean to me? So you'll never have the answers, but you have to ask the question, why is this happening to me? Why am I in this place? Especially when it's not events that could seem arbitrary. You know, person gets through a car accident, it's hard to know, well, who did chas v'shalom, but person can contracts. But certainly when you feel like your life is taking a moral shift or it's evolving or devolving, and it's how did I get here? Well, you have to stop the game, stop the process. And so she feels judged. And also, life isn't so simple and black and white so as to, is Hashem favoring me? Is Hashem not favoring me? Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to your request. Sometimes it doesn't respond to your request. And she feels a little bit of each, right? What does she really want? Doesn't want Bila to have a child. She wants a child, and she's still barren. So she feels incriminated. She feels basically prosecuted. Hashem hasn't found it reasonable at this point to give me the child that I so covet. On the other hand, I now have some place in the family. People look at me in a different way. Yaakov will treat me in a slightly different way. You don't always get what you want. You don't always get everything you want. Sometimes it's partial, and sometimes so there's a realism to her response that's conveyed by Dan. Then Naftali's born. And there's a shift in her voice. And she names Naftali, Nafturle Elokim Niftalti Nischabri Machosai. So Rashi quotes a very famous grammarian. Remember, in the medieval period, people were really, really into grammar in a way that we're not. I mean, really, what's the most famous work that we often have contact with? It's basically a book of grammar. Oh, no? Sefer Arach. It's a book of dictionary and grammar. There are big discussions about grammar and Ibn Ezra. This is something most people today don't really study, unless you're in the world of academia, or that you take that as your... But this real debate, who is Rabbeinu Tam. One of the Rabbeinu Tam's big debates, he talked a lot about Rabbeinu Tam, surrounded grammar. Whether the shoresh of Hebrew words are three letters or two letters, about shrush and things that we don't, redak, famous machlokas with the redak. Anyone, there's actually a sefer called Sefer HaShoreshim LeRedak, Ben David Kimchi. So big debates about grammar and about understanding language. I talked yesterday about Hasidus and its affiliation with language. And understanding language is obviously the core to understanding Torah. None of us really understand Torah. I mean, how big Talmidei Chachamim we are, because you can't understand anything unless you go down to the building blocks of grammar. Okay, so we've lost that. So we do our best to recreate concepts without grounding ourselves in text. But you walk, if you go into a time machine and land in France in the 13th century and walk into a room, people are debating whether the Sharesh is three letters, two letters, something. You get a little of this in Rashi. So who does Rashi quote often when he gets to grammar, when he has words, he has a hard time? Menachem ben Sarok. Again, we don't have this svarim, but it's not one of Rashi's go-to grammarians. Right? When he wants to quote Rasha, who does he quote? Famous Darshan? Ben Moshe Darshan. Someone who gave a lot of interesting drushas. When he wanted to quote grammar, he quotes a lot of Menachem ben Sarok, and Rashi studied each. So here he's quoting Menachem ben Sarok on the word Naphtali. Let's find it. Excuse me. Apologize. Ashri, Ersher, Bilha, Danani. Naphtali Elokim, Niftalti, Yemachosi, Gam Yacholti, Vatikra Shemo, Naphtali. So Rashi says, Menachem ben Sarok perished b'machberes. They didn't have really printing presses. They would pass around these little, like, ad hoc booklets. What is Rashi called in the Rishonim? Perish b'kunches. This is one of these little kunches that were being passed around. And that's how so much of Rashi got corrupted, because, let's say, Rashi put out a little kunches and he just left it on the base manager. Just literally had it, left it in shul. Someone picked it up, read it, wrote his own perishim on the margin, and passed it on to the next town. And the next town, they wanted to reproduce it. Generally, because it was such a menial task to write over word by word, generally, and not always true, the people that were reproducing texts were not exactly Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim were learning. The people that were writing were just Aleph, Beis, Gimel. So you saw these things on the side, you assumed it's Rashi. So he wrote it as part of Rashi, people's comments on the sides. It's very hard to know. When you see all these parentheses in Rashi, Girsi Yashana, and Kuntras Yashan, it's generally assumed that's not Rashi, things that made their way. The core of Rashi is what doesn't appear in the parentheses. So he says, Menachem ben Sarok, Perish b'machberes. The word naftule comes from the word ptil. Interesting. We won't make that association. Naftule is ptil. The nun is just a prefix. Ptule. Why? Why is Rachel calling her son Tchelas? Ptil. Strange name. We'll call your name Ptil. Okay, it's a little more elegant, Naftali, but Ptil. She says, Nischabri chibur me'ez hamakom. Now, I'm similar to Leah. What's a psil? You take two strands and you wrap them very, very tightly till they form a psil. A chut is a single strand. You wrap the single strands together like your tzitzis, you have a psil. So just like the two strings have been wrapped tightly, now I'm like my sister. We both are mothers. Nischabri imachosi, lisko slibanim. That's why she says, Tule Elokim Niftalti Yemachosi. I'm similar to my sister. But she also feels that similarity with her sister that's conveyed by the Ptil, Naftuli Yemachosi, is prefaced by Naftuli Elokim. I become one with Hashem. Naftuli Yemachosi, Naftuli Elokim, Niftalti Yemachosi. Why does she feel at one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I understand why she feels at one with her sister, because she's similar to her. They're both mothers. They both have children. She just got finished davening. She finished tefillah, so she feels naftule elokim, because she feels close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the theme of our entire 6 weeks of tefillah. However you slice it, akasha, shevach, place, space, time, we talk about all the feeling the presence of Hashem. It's where we began, Omid Lefnei Hashem. Can you create that ptil, that tefillah, that joining? But there's another interpretation to Naphtali. What does the Torah mean when it uses the pasuk, the word in Parshas Mishpatim, that the menasan biflilim? What is the word plilim? Justice, judicial. In modern Hebrew, plili is a crime. Samashu plili is a crime. Plilim in Parshas Mishpatim means judgment. Part of the reason that tefillah and Rishonim associate this is because davening is a legal process, is a negotiation we spoke about, is a person coming and demanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, requesting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, it comes to a height on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur where we really feel the Yom Adin. Tochez Yadcha B'Mishpat, V'Yikar B'Chesed Kisecha. But even when you daven on a daily basis, to a degree, you're the prosecuting Hashem, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're demanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've used that word a lot. I'll get to it maybe next week. In Vayishlach, there aren't that many Lashonos HaTefilah, so I'll talk about Tefillah outside of the Parsha. But there's a certain part in which you feel, as Rachel felt, Hashem is judging me and deciding my fate. And I hope that when you're davening, it's a portal to a larger experience. Hashem is looking at me. How have I performed this day? Where am I at right now? How do I want Hashem to see me? So you're being judged. There's a plelim. But you also... say it a harsh way, but you're, there's a battle. Remember we talked about earlier this week that if I forgot about Makom, it's just feel as a battle. You want to try to conquer, so to speak, the Rebbeinu Shalom and try to bend his will and change his will the way he wants you to. He wants you to do that. He wants you to overcome his will. He wants you to move out to the Skazera. So Rachel feels that she's been vindicated and based in more so than when she has done. She has done, she feels like I've only received part of my request. Danani v'zekani, danani v'chivani. Now she feels naftule elokim. There's been a judgment. I now have a second child. I don't have the child I fully desire from my own womb. But. So that's why she calls him Naftali, and that's our association. She literally calls Naftali based on her tefillah. Naftali, because tefillah creates association, integration between two, and also because it's the product of a legal judgment on both ends. I would call it bilateral judgment. Hashem judging you when you're not judging Hashem, but you prosecuting Hashem. This is what I think I deserve, and I really want to prosecute my case, and please give me or whatever I'm davening for. Okay, Mikaros are at my makom. I just picked them up from the office. There's a lot of Gemara. Very few, if any, Rishonim. This is a spoiler alert. Rishonim didn't talk a lot about Tzoros, so we have a lot of these questions coming up. We'll use the Rebbe. We'll try to connect to others, but somehow we just don't have these. When we get to Shane and Regel and Karen and Aish, we'll read large Nemuka Yosefs, large Ravids, large Rashbas. We don't have that much of the piece together. But it should be obvious this is an easier sugya. The Gemara is lengthy. I have about an Amud of Gemara from Yud Chesem at Aleph to Yud Chesem at Beis. Go art scroll, okay? The hard Gemara, even for guys who have easier time, just take out the art scroll. Read through the Gemara, get through the Gemara. Should Tzoros pay me go for or not, will help us get a better sense of Tzoros' identity. Okay? Welcome to Yaakov. Have a good visit to the yeshiva. From Tina, I guess he was Yaakov. Okay. Tamara Shear. I think we're having a visitor from Philadelphia tomorrow coming. Tenen? Yes, I have a lot of visitors coming. City of Brotherly Love. Okay. Shkoya. Anyone want the Shopaholic book before?
Can we use this? It's not worth anything.
Black Friday tomorrow.
Rebbe, it's not worth anything. Instead of L.A. Shore, it's just a Shopaholic. It's in the Hilton Latin page.
No, it isn't. No. Oh, no, it's in the Library of Ofra. It's a public library. So, Bell, I can get to throw anything at you today. I'm going to be a share on Svaros without me throwing.
Can you explain the Havamina that Koach to Koach and just plain Koach? The way I thought there were, both of them seem to line up each part. It doesn't seem like there's an extra thing in the second case with Koach to Koach.
The problem is we don't ever have the Gemara telling us Koach to Koach according to a bottom. We have to infer it from Simchas. The Gemara wants to know what Simchas would hold. And then Hashem would say, wait a second. We don't really care about something. We don't care about it. It's not the psalm. Why does the Gemara ever ask Koch, Koch, or Rabbanim? So we'll see that. The real sugya is on Yud Ches. So I'm letting things happen. All these sugyas go like this. Every time they come across that one Bryce of Hedus. Another Shah, oh, maybe it's Simchas, or maybe it's Hadar, or maybe it's Shinoi. I'm trying to disentangle, have you focus your mind on one sugya at a time. So we'll get to the Koach Kocho, even though it comes up now, ignore it. Right. Just like right now, Megufa Me'alia, and then we'll get to Shino, I'm going to flip it around, and we'll get Tada, and then we'll get to Koach Kocho, and which is a really good, I mean, one of the nice skills we get from the sugya is that ability just to disentangle things, because you remember, they just knew it so well. It was like talking about soup, vegetables, french fries, and hamburger. Walking through a restaurant, you've been in a restaurant so often, you know, it's okay.
Me and my sister will be eating.
I'll have a hamburger.
The whole series.
And I'll have french fries. Oh, the combo platter, extra large, ketchup, and put it all together.
It's a real book, yeah. So it becomes out.
It's just moving things around. Like a fast-paced creep. We can't keep up with it. Field of dreams.
Do you have sisters?
Well language. So, you know.
She doesn't enjoy reading. I'll tell you,
this you remember. I promise. If you get these skills, you're set. So few people have these because it's just they're off to the races to read what the Ketzel like says about Rebbe Chanan. So they're doing it double. First of all, they're not looking at the Gemara and creating sectors. B, they're reading one approach to the sugya rather than. Here's the sugya. I don't care if you fill in the blanks this way, fill in the, you give this far, that far. You've heard me say that before.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the ability to create a house. Different rooms, different floors. Put a sofa here, put a sofa there, put a bed here, put a bed there. It's going to be the same house. But I can't stress this enough how this is your skills. It just puts you right there.
So I feel like in my mind I'm trying to connect the two figures we have about Westinko Kegufo or Kofo Kegufo, and then the other one about a Maisa or Yoshini contact. So why does eating a Maisa align with?
Okay, so if Kofo's Lav Kegufo, so the animal throws the tsarara, so pays the Hashem, it didn't do anything. If it's Chatzin, it didn't do anything. So in order to augment the chiyuv, let's go one level up. What do I have to do to be chayv nezek shalom?
Nice.
Do something. Nice. If the animal throwing tsararos is nothing, that's why it's chasin nezek. It's not even a maisa. And that's why it's chasin nezek. I can't prove it, but that's the minimalist logic. If it's stuck in chasin nezek world because it's nothing, presumably to become Nezek Shalim, all it needs is a Maisa. But if it already is a Maisa, it's Gokha Zakufa, and still it's saddled with Chatzin Nezek, it's because you need more.
What was like the very first thing which made us
Bechashua, Rava, his language. Rava. Rava 1, Rava 2, Rava 3, tomorrow Rava 4.
The mice of the guy throwing the kli different than the mice of the ox kicking the kli.
It's the same, but the applications are different. When the guy throws the kli, the act of nezek is already completed from T0. That's why he's chayiv and the second guy's pater.
The falling doesn't count as a part of the action.
Yeah, halacha allows potential actions to already be realized before. And also, when the chicken pecks at the rope, the action of nezek is already completed, even though it's only going to break down the line. But that's not enough for nezek shalim. That's still tsraros. For tsraros, you don't have the completed actions. You need contact between animals and broken kelim.
Okay, so why is this guy put there?
Because the first guy did it. That's above a comma theory. Because since the first guy did it completely, I said, Nezek, you didn't add anything. Bottom line.
This guy is Sraros.
No.
You can have domination of S1 and
T0, T1. How do we relate to
that's my thought. It's very much my thought.
Now, one application is not two people going out in the buzz at this time.
I don't know what Microsoft Word is, and that's it.
who reads a mess article sometimes, and that's it ends there.
That's not, he said that's a different issue.
Well, they're all different issues. There's no relation between Rabbah and Rabbah. Rabbah's talking about two people who's chayiv, not tzaraas. Tzaraas isn't a factor. There's not tzaraas by them. Koch ha-kagufa by them. That way, not right. If a person throws a rock at something, it's chayiv nezek shalom mechazik. A person kicks a stone at something, it's chayiv nezek shalom mechazik. So when it comes to people, tzaraas is a non-factor. So we're taking a physics issue, by the way. Rabbah applied to two people who slave. Rabbah, the question is Raisa, whether it's indirect enough to be Hasinas.
This year I didn't have my figures. So now the question is together as a pattern.